This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi was salatu was salamu ala Rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ala wa inna fil jasadi la mudgha, idha salahat salaha al jasadu kulluhu, wa idha fasadat fasada al jasadu kulluhu, ala wa hiya al qalbu. Behold, in the body there is a piece of flesh. If it is good and pure, the whole body will be good and pure. And if it is dirty and filthy or filled with disease, the whole body will be dirty, filthy and filled with disease. My brothers and sisters, we work very hard to improve our salah. We work very hard to improve the tilawa of the Quran, and we should be working. We work very hard to give our zakah, to earn and to donate in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We work very hard to try and improve our dress, which is very important. We work extremely hard to try and prevent ourselves from adultery, from that which will displease Allah, from that which is intoxicating, and so many other outward sins. But there is something that sometimes we take for granted, and those are the internal sins, the sins of the heart. The sins of the heart primarily include, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed it is the hidden sin that is within a person that no one can notice and no one can see. But there are sins that are committed against one another that happen to be within the heart, primarily that of jealousy, that of pride, that of the feeling that one is greater than everyone else or than someone else. These are diseases that stem from shaitan. If you see the original sin committed by shaitan, it was that of jealousy, pride and haughtiness. When Adam alayhi salam was raised in status, he asked the question, why him, why not me? Thereafter, he denied the virtue that Allah blessed Adam alayhi salam with, and he started working against him due to the jealousy. Number one, he disobeyed Allah's command. Number two, he began to make it his business to ensure the downfall of Adam alayhi salam. And this was the job he occupied himself with, so much so that after that he did not obey Allah in anything. May Allah protect us. So a very small interesting factor, myself as well as all of us, we need to make sure that we become more conscious of the condition of our hearts. We should love others. We should love what Allah has given them. We can ask Allah to bless us as well, but never by taking what Allah gave them away. We should also have something known as husnul dhan, which people are lacking today. Our ulama used to speak about having a good feeling when you see something happening. When you see someone, for example, walking, you should think good of that person. When they have said something, and there are 10 ways of interpreting what they have said, you and I need to interpret it in the best possible way, and his or her hisab will be with Allah. If they were trying to cheat you or cheat anyone else, it's between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to have a good feeling in the heart will purify the heart. This is why the hadith says, that piece of flesh, if it is good and pure, the entire body will be good and pure. You will enjoy your salah. You will enjoy giving what you have given in charity. I'm not giving it for everyone to look at me and say, what a rich person, how much he has given, and so on. If they say it on their own without me having tried to impress them, that is something that's unavoidable sometimes. But if I was trying to impress them, then I've lost it. I need to impress Allah. May Allah make it easy for all of us. May Allah make it easy for us to purify the heart, to instill love in the ummah. Today there are so many challenges we are facing. We need to close 1,000 different loopholes. At least this is one important one. that we can work on, so that Allah can grant us taraqqi and goodness, so that when we speak, when we interact with people, automatically this high level of interaction with Allah and connection with Allah can be felt just by talking. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all goodness and protect us from the ills of the dunya. For indeed they are so many and they are plentiful. Our children, our grandchildren, may Allah keep them steadfast on the deen and the generations to come. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.